First of all, I'd like to welcome you all and give a special thanks to the World Bank for inviting, I would say not Africa Rights, but the CGIAR to participate in this very, very important forum where we're talking about tackling food and environmental challenges in sub-Saharan Africa. And we all know and we're all aware that the CGIAR has played a great role in partnership efforts to tackle food and environmental challenges. Now, the CGIAR, some people jokingly say it's now a brand, but we have to put some more meaning into this and accept the fact that it is the only worldwide research partnership addressing agricultural research for development, and it contributes to the global efforts to tackle poverty, food and nutrition insecurity, and environmental degradation. And this work is carried out by 15 centers with hundreds of partners, including national and regional research institutions, civil society organizations, academia, development organizations, and the private sector. In terms of impact, because that's what we're talking about, CGIAR research has contributed to yielding strongly positive impacts relative to investments. Now, the most cited areas are in genetic improvement, and we're talking about varieties, high-yielding varieties, pest management, natural resources management, and policy. Other areas of research within the CGIAR have definitely had significant beneficial impacts, which have been recorded mostly at the local and national rather than the international level. The two areas of CGIAR research which have had highest geographical scale of impact are genetic improvement and pest management. And two of the most significant impacts are attributed to the CGIAR in Africa, and I would like to recognize the president of IFAD here because he has done a lot of work on that, the mealybug of cassava and the maize streak virus. And conservative estimates of the benefit-cost ratio for these programs is around 1:49 to 1. So this is really a great impact. There are lots of things we can say about this, but this ratio gives an idea of the impact that the results of CGIAR research has done in these two areas. More recent cutting-edge research products transforming lives in sub-Saharan Africa from 8 CGIAR centers working in major food products could be described as follows. For example, Africa Rice, we all know about the Nerica varieties. Now, these varieties have been developed by Africa Rice and its partners, notably working with IRI, that has the global mandate on rice. These varieties have various traits attributed to it, high-yielding traits, resistant to drought, resistant to diseases, climate change varieties that could be important for climate change. And they cover an estimated area of 1.7 million hectares estimated in 2015. These varieties have lifted up about 8 million out of poverty in 16 countries. We also have, Africa Rice has also developed the Sahel varieties. And these Sahel varieties have increased yields and incomes by an average of 872 kilo per hectare and $227 per cropping season, respectively. These are important indications of the impact of these varieties. And the present net value, the present value of net benefits is estimated at $24.6 million. In terms of the work that Africa Rice is doing with countries, reviving rice sectors in countries like Liberia and Sierra Leone have been revived under the World Bank facilitated West African Agricultural Productivity Program. These have led to the production of aromatic rice processed and packaged in Liberia and ready for the market. National scientists and extension staff have been trained on various areas of the rice value chain. Five important varieties have been released for lowland ecologies in Sierra Leone. Some varieties are actually being released in mangrove ecologies. Improved rice seed have been made available to farmers to jumpstart agriculture after the Ebola crisis, which was a very, very painful experience in West Africa, which affected the whole of Africa. CIMIT has produced pro-vitamin A-enriched maize. 1,500 tons of seed of pro-vitamin A-enriched certified seeds are produced per year, and the number of households growing pro-vitamin A maize in Africa today, well, estimated in 2013, is 10,000. A number of varieties have been released of pro-vitamin A, four in Malawi, three in Zambia, and one in Zimbabwe. ICRISAT has also focused on developing the seed industry in Malawi, and these are bringing in very great impact, contributing to the farm input subsidy program of the government in 2017. And this could be translated to $5.7 million per annum from seed and grain sales, $3.3 million worth of consumed legumes and grain in households, tenfold increase in groundnut foundation seed production, 8,308 tons of improved groundnut and PGMP sold by the private sector, local seed companies, through this particular program. Ilri, here we're talking about milk, and we know that the foreign exchange bill on milk is very important, and the work that Ilri is doing is actually trying to reduce this foreign exchange bill, trying to create employment and livelihoods, combining policy, technology institutions, and market research solutions. And a typical example here is in Kenya, where we, traders and customers are benefiting from over $33 million a year. IITA, lots of things have been done, but we're talking about mycotoxins and the way they affect the lives of people. Various partnership models have been developed by IITA, and these are making impact in Nigeria, in Senegal, in Kenya, where tons of a particular product we call aflasif maize have been released in these various countries. IUMI, we're talking about water, the efficiency of water. Motor pumps, 185 million potential rural beneficiaries could be accounted for, and with net revenues up to $22 billion a year. Bioversity in managing banana disease, the Xanthomonas wilt banana disease in eastern Central Africa. Now, this incident, which was at 100%, has come from well, about 90% to 1% in between 6 and 10 months. So that's a great impact. Yes. ICRAF has been doing a lot of advisory support, and we have information, good information, where to plant trees, where they're suitable, for what purposes, which trees to plant, how to plant these trees, and how to engage communities in scaling up. Now, all of this has taken into consideration the CGIAR strategy 2016 and 2030, which is aligned to the CADEP and Malabo, the CADEP transformation, agricultural transformation agenda, and also the Malabo declaration, looking at food security, improving food nutrition and security, and also looking at improving ecosystems. This has been transformed into what we call the second generation CGIAR research programs. It's an improvement to what we had for the CGIAR, and we're making effort to see that to make sure that our research products have been actually are making impacts on the lives of people. I would just like to end by saying that we're looking forward and we want to improve this impact, and we need, the CGIAR needs funding, and it is to be said that it needs funding not only for discovery, what we call discovery and development research, but also for delivery of technology and innovations. CGIAR should be engaged in this process with the other partners in scaling up. And when I mean scaling up, it's actually working with the governments, and we're putting a lot of efforts in developing mechanisms which would allow us to scale up, work with governments, so that our impacts will become more visible and we will increase the effect that our research is making on food security. Thank you very much.